It's strange, the hypocrisy. Well, it's not strange. It's cognitive dissonance inducing intentionally. They're intending to create a schism, a split. Societal schizophrenia. Here's an interesting clip. Came up on the MSNBC. This is Donald Trump predicting 9/11. Now, he predicted it the day before.
Dug up an old quote from Donald Trump talking about a large-scale terror attack 19 months before 9/11.
Oh, 19 months before 9/11, which is very curious. If you look at the symbolism with 9/11, it's replete with 19s, patterns of 19s. Well, we discuss that a lot, but Donald Trump's a very heavily scripted character on the world stage. Pretty sure it's all fake, A to Z. Some want to think he's rogue. We'll see, but take a listen.
In his 2000 book, The America We Deserve, Trump wrote, "I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terrorist attacks that will make the bombing of the 1993 Trade Center look like little kids playing with firecrackers." Trump also mentioned the mastermind of the attack, writing, quote, "One day, we're told that a shadowy figure with no fixed address named Osama bin Laden."
One day we're told. We're told? Who's we? The Illuminati? I mean, whoever, insiders, but some, who's told this? And I remember there was a witness, one of the first callers in to the Sean Hannity show, which debuted that week. You know, 9/11 was Sean Hannity's second day on Fox. He's taking a call from someone who's saying something along the lines of, "I smelled jet fuel, I heard the explosion, and I immediately thought Osama bin Laden." It's like, there's no way. Let's continue.
"Is public enemy number one, and U.S. jet fighters lay waste to his camp in Afghanistan. He escapes back under some rock, and a few news cycles later, it's onto a new enemy and a new crisis."
Yes, now he's right about that. Now, 19 years later, of course, and this is the number again, we get the COVID-19. This is a reoccurring thing, and the number 19 actually figures prominently in a lot of these large-scale transformative psychological operations. You know, even Pearl Harbor was called Operation AI. AI, of course, is 19. 19 hijackers. Then we have, of course, the COVID-19. And then now we have Gaia, the post-reset god that's coming. Gaia, the global AI initiative, agenda, whatever. This is this thing from the World Economic Forum 666, which we'll get into. You know, Gaia is also the name of an earth god and the name of, well, Gaia's Revenge, one of JT33's latest tracks, which I'll be sure to play at some point today. But I don't want to get too far off into that at this moment. But I'm just showing you, we're talking about heavily scripted events that people think is reporting. These are objective reporters and these are real occurrences. No, this is a clown show. It's World Wrestling Federation on LSD and crack. Okay, so here's Donald J. Trump. Again, knowing in advance, almost showing his hands that he's an insider.
Trump. Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Is this really Trump before 9/11? Have you read this?
It's 2000 in his book.
Are we making this? Somebody, did you make this up, Mika?
Acting all shocked, like they weren't all insiders. And I'd look very closely at anybody who claims that they were almost a 9/11 casualty, because there were no planes. The missing says, you're taking calls. Yeah, actually, the reason why the call system didn't work the other day was it was a DDoS attack against the 1-800 number company. So the normal phone number